What if the most important subject your child needs to master isn't taught in any classroom? While we've normalized conversations about nearly every challenging topic with our kids, money remains awkwardly off limits. Yet here's the unsettling truth. Financial habits solidify by age 7. That means while you're still debating whether your kindergartner is ready to learn about stranger danger, their money mindset is already taking shape. The stakes couldn't be higher in a world where pensions have vanished and 18-year-olds sign loan documents that will shadow them for decades. You don't need a finance degree to teach your kids about money. In fact, your 3-year-old already grasps more than you think. When toddlers watch you swipe a credit card or withdraw cash from an ATM, they're building a mental framework about how money works, accurate or not. A 4-year-old once told his mother, "Don't pay for it, mommy. Use your card instead," revealing he thought plastic was a magical alternative to payment rather than another form of it. The key is meeting children where they are developmentally. Preschoolers need simple reassurance paired with basic concepts. Teens can handle nuanced discussions about family budgets and tough financial choices. What matters most isn't perfection, but consistency. Share specific numbers to make lessons stick. If you save $315 monthly in a retirement account starting at 22, you could have over $1 million by 65. That concrete image resonates far more than vague warnings about saving for the future. Stories beat lectures every time. Rather than droning on about credit card dangers, tell your child about someone who learned the hard way, keeping it real, but age appropriate. Just avoid oversharing your own financial disasters. Your kids aren't your therapists, and glamorizing past mistakes sends mixed messages. The famous marshmallow test revealed that children who delayed gratification grew up to save nearly $200,000 more than average. While genetics influences about a third of saving behavior, parents shape the rest through consistent teaching. Before entering stores, set expectations. We're buying milk, not toys. When temptation strikes, connect choices to goals. Spending on chips means waiting longer for those Legos. Teach mental tricks. Imagine that candy bar covered in dirt, or picture it as just a photograph. For young children, use 3 containers: saving, spending, and sharing. As they grow, establish automatic rules like save a quarter of every dollar. By middle school, open real bank accounts where they can watch interest accumulate. Consider matching their savings, like employer 401k programs. High schoolers should maintain a financial cushion, never spending down to zero. College-bound teens need clarity about which expenses parents cover versus what they'll fund themselves. Students who contribute to their education typically earn higher grades. Psychology research shows that achievement earned through effort creates more satisfaction than happiness handed to us. Angela Duckworth's work on grit reveals perseverance matters more than raw intelligence, and it can be taught. Start early. 18-month-olds can put away shoes or help with recycling. Children doing household chores from preschool age are significantly more likely to achieve important life milestones later. Show young kids where you work and discuss your job with pride. Your attitude toward work shapes theirs profoundly. Distinguish household chores as family responsibilities, not paid work. Extra jobs beyond normal expectations can earn money. When your elementary schooler sets up a lemonade stand, resist taking over. Let them lead, even imperfectly. Marketers spend billions targeting children. A Stanford study showed 3 to 5-year-olds overwhelmingly preferred identical foods in McDonald's packaging over plain wrapping. Counter this by teaching preschoolers wants versus needs through shopping games. Limit screen time to reduce advertisement exposure. Let elementary kids make spending decisions with their own money. Experiencing regret over wasteful purchases teaches more than lectures. Tweens spend over $43 billion annually. Teach them to research purchases using unbiased sources, recognize marketing tactics, including social media endorsements, and factor in sales tax when budgeting. Debt is one of the most common financial regrets adults carry. While federal student loans and mortgages can be smart investments, most other debt should be avoided. Consumer culture normalizes living beyond our means, making early education critical. Even preschoolers need to understand purchases require payment, whether cash or credit. By second grade, children can grasp that credit cards represent borrowed money, accruing interest. That $1 chocolate bar could cost $1.25. Middle schoolers are ready to learn how credit card interest compounds quickly and why store credit cards with sky-high rates should be avoided. Studies show people spend twice as much with plastic, so teach them to use cash instead. College is when most young adults first handle debt independently. Credit scores, 300 to 850, determine their financial future. Even one late payment can drop a score by over 100 points. Despite aggressive marketing, students should wait until junior year for their first card, then comparison shop for low APRs, avoid annual fees, and pay balances in full monthly. Insurance is boring, but essential. It protects against devastating losses. Even preschoolers can grasp protection concepts by connecting everyday actions like using sunscreen to preparing for potential problems. For teens excited about driving, discuss all insurance types. Adding a teen nearly doubles auto premiums. Make them pay part to understand costs and incentivize safe driving. When kids head to college, emphasize that health insurance is non-negotiable. They can stay on your plan until 26, but check if campus insurance might be better for out-of-state coverage. Investing teaches patience and long-term thinking, not stock picking. With inflation averaging 3% annually, kids must understand that uninvested money loses value. For preschoolers, use simple metaphors. Read the Little Red Hen to show delayed gratification. Plant seeds together to visualize growth through patience. Elementary schoolers grasp concepts through familiar brands. Explain stocks as ownership pieces of companies making products they love. Teach diversification using restaurants. Selling only hamburgers risks failure if tastes change. Variety reduces risk. Middle schoolers naturally care about money. Explain compound interest. When interest earns interest, money grows exponentially. Show the rule of 72. Divide 72 by the interest rate to find doubling time. For teenagers with jobs, encourage opening a Roth IRA. The math is compelling. $1,000 invested annually from ages 15 to 18, growing at 7%, yields about $107,000 by 65 versus $50,000 if starting at 25. Key principles: index funds often beat active trading, avoid high fees, use tax-advantaged accounts, ignore hot tips, automate savings, diversify broadly, and grab any employer 401k matching. It's free money. Raising generous children requires balancing natural acquisitiveness with empathy. Research shows giving increases happiness, yet parents often create a rhetoric/reality gap by valuing caring while primarily praising achievement. By age 4, children can show kindness to strangers. Establish a sharing jar where kids set aside 10 to 30% of money for charity, helping them identify causes by asking what they'd change in the world. Organizations making donations concrete include Heifer International, No Kid Hungry, Kaboom, and Donors Choose. Teach that time matters, encourage giving gifts to others on birthdays, and establishing give one away when you get something new rules. Keep giving local so children see results. Modeling isn't enough. Parents must explicitly discuss why they give. Before donating, verify 501c3 status, spending efficiency, and success metrics. College students lacking money should volunteer. Job hunting volunteers increase employment chances by 27%. New graduates should start donating 1% of salary and increase gradually. Despite tech billionaire dropout stories, a degree remains the most valuable financial investment. College graduates earn approximately $1 million more over their lifetimes. Start saving at birth using a 529 plan with automatic contributions. Children with college savings accounts are much more likely to attend, especially in families earning under $50,000. Begin college money discussions in ninth grade. About 80% of families receive financial aid. Ivy League attendance isn't essential. Students accepted to elite schools who attended less prestigious institutions earned similar salaries. Use net price calculators starting 9th grade and calculate your expected family contribution by 10th grade. Research scholarships in 11th grade. Most money comes from federal and state governments and colleges themselves. Complete FAFSA promptly in senior year, available October 1. Most critical advice, graduate in 4 years. Each extra year costs $68,000 to $85,000 in tuition and delayed earnings. About two-thirds of students graduate with debt, averaging $37,000. Ensure your child doesn't borrow more than their expected first-year salary. Financial literacy is as essential as reading or driving. Every money conversation, or avoidance, shapes your child's financial future. When you save instead of charging, choose store brands, or involve them in decisions, you're teaching valuable lessons. You don't need wealth or an economics degree to raise financially savvy children. Just start the conversation, make it ongoing, and let your kids learn through wisdom and safe mistakes while stakes are low. Your child will face unprecedented financial complexity, self-funded retirement, student debt, and medical costs that can trigger bankruptcy. Armed with these principles, they'll navigate confidently, make values-aligned decisions, and build genuine wealth through patience and discipline. The greatest inheritance isn't a trust fund. It's the knowledge and habits to create their own financial security. Start today. Start small, but start. Their future self will thank you.